So how did Friday and Saturday go for you? How'd you find out that you'd be brought onto the roster and actually make your debut?
It kind of just, I guess, told me in the morning. And, you know, I figured, you know, usually be, I've been practicing throughout the whole week, you know, preparing, not really sure what was going to happen. So I waited till, you know, whatever. And just hopefully what I did throughout the week would prepare me for the weekend.
And did what you've done throughout the whole year prepare you as well, just being on the practice squad, being in training camp?
Yeah, for sure. All that stuff definitely helps. I mean, just trying to, like, each and every day throughout practice, just getting a chance to, you know, go in there and rep the things that, you know, they were doing throughout the game and learn the system better, I think helped me out.
How long was it, Alex, before you felt really comfortable? Was it right away, or was it a couple of snaps?
Yeah, it was definitely a couple of snaps. First couple, like, it wasn't that I was not ready. I felt like it was just a, you know, more of like a nerves thing, I guess, just to calm down. But, you know, after a while, I figured I started playing a little bit better. And definitely after I got, like, one game down, I feel a lot better now throughout it than before.
Devin talk to you in the huddle? Do you have any Rutgers conversations, you and Nate?
No Rutgers conversations. I mean, it's kind of just go out there and just do anything I could to help the team.
There's definitely some depth on the defensive line. Who are some of the guys that you've sort of leaned on this whole year in terms of learning what you need to know on the field, off the field?
I mean, just being in a group alone with all these experienced people, you know, just coming in this year and just talking throughout it, pretty much anyone. You know, they know the game a lot better than I do and whatnot, so just trying to learn from everyone, to coach, everything, and just all that, I think, helped me throughout that whole year.
Any change you think there'll be in your mindset this week? You know, you're, as any difference in terms of being on the 53-man roster as opposed to being on the practice squad?
I usually try to prepare as I did before, like, if, you know, anything could happen, you know, ever, whatever, but I feel like, I mean, I'm probably going to do the same things I did every other week, just prepare for this week with Buffalo.